Bienvenidos a The 50-50. En este episodio hablamos sobre los negocios, particularmente the type of energy you should bring, the type of attitude you should have, whether it's you're starting a project, this is un negocio, or you have a new idea for something, whatever it is. We're not here to give you secrets and tips to master the success. We're here to let you know what we know. And in this conversation, I have a good friend of mine, a long friend of mine. I have Tito here talking with me. And again, we are sharing our two cents, what has worked for us, what hasn't worked. And I really think you'll enjoy today's episode. So we're talking about entrepreneurs today y cómo los Mexicanos siempre se la ingenian, you know what I mean? Siempre hacen una chicanada. And I'm talking to one of the masters de las chicanadas que siempre se la ingenia. Dude, my longest friend for the longest time. I got Tito here with me. Tito, say hi.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Tito.
Yo, man, for people who don't know Tito, first of all, how dare you, right? How dare you not know Tito? Chances are he knows about you because Tito just knows everybody and everybody knows and loves Tito. Isn't that true, man?
You know what? That's what I've heard.
La neta,
a couple times.
La neta. You've always been the guy that like talks to people and always like, you know, no importa, bro. Even like I remember like when school, because we go way back, man. We go like when we were kids, middle school.
Yeah. I think as long as I can remember, the only person, like the ones that I can say, sabes que si me acuerdo de esta persona is you. And you know, obviously a couple others.
Yeah, for sure. And let's shout them out. Our original OG squad, man. Let's shout them out. It's Rafa, Martin, right?
Y el Michael.
Michael. But, uh-huh. And then like they, later down the road, we started having other people. Like we had Orlando down in the mix.
Sí.
You know, like.
We had a couple.
Some your bro would come in and out. El Gabriel.
El Gabriel, yeah. Every now and then he would come out and be like, what's up, guys?
Dude, Gabriel's like mad, like big now, man. I feel like an old dude.
You know what, bro? I'm very proud of him, though.
For real. He's come a long way.
For people that don't know, my little brother is he skates.
Yeah.
You know, we're from a super small town and everything. And la verdad, You know, you made it big when you're in a town where you can walk across in less than 10 minutes. So for him to make it big, be sponsored and all that good stuff, I'm very proud of him. If he's listening, I'm super, super proud of him. And I've always told him.
For sure, man. Shout out to Gabriel. He's doing good things for sure. You know, but all our friends, man, we go way back. That whole little squad right there, we would always hang out under that one street light, man. We got to do that again, by the way, dude. Remember
yeah,
we said that?
Let's not take it out this time.
Yeah.
I don't know about being in the dark.
Yeah.
Man, siempre la luz, at least I knew who I was talking to y todo. But other than that, I'm definitely down. Vamos a tumbar el fence que pusimos.
Oh, dude, yeah, for sure.
Remember when that happened?
Yeah, when they put up that fence, we could no longer sit in that wall. That was horrible. I think that's what broke up the squad.
Yeah, no, hey, I'm going to talk to my mom after this.
But, you know, ever since we think back, like, in the squad, I've always known you for being the guy that can have a conversation with just about anybody. Like even in school, you know how schools have sometimes have the cliques, you know, that get this group and this group. You always manage to talk to all the cliques, man.
See.
How'd you do that?
I think it's just conversation, you know, like no ¿cómo te puedo decir? No te acostumbres a una persona.
Yeah.
Like give it a chance. You know, you never know. Como I mean, our whole topic today is about finding out where you can get stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Giving it a chance. Uh-huh. So, por ejemplo, like, I talked to everybody because me nació. I felt like, okay, you know, everyone says this person is with that group and that group and that group, but why does anyone else talk to them?
Yeah.
Pero, ¿por qué no?
Right.
Why?
Right, right.
Que esa persona, ¿qué tiene? You know?
So, you've always kind of put yourself out there, and now that we're old, man, because, la neta, bro, we're getting old. You feeling old yet?
No. You can speak for yourself.
Shut up, bro. You don't feel old?
I think the day that I get up in the mornings and say, ¿sabes qué? When I say I don't want to go to work.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I'm going to be. Yeah, yeah. Yo siempre he tenido un plan,
yeah.
You know, where I want to work as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because one day I won't be able to.
Okay. So, and that kind of ties down to the whole, you don't feel old, but also ties down to today's main topic, figuring it out, man, that you cannot, especially when it comes to always being an entrepreneur. Now, for our non-Hispanics folks, you know, I don't care where you land in, where you think about Hispanics or whatnot, pero ahorita les digo, los Hispanos, los Mexicanos, we're number one when it comes to figuring things out, man. Las chicanadas, we're number one. The hustle, we are number one. And that's something that I've always kind of seen in myself and with Tito. And Tito, bro, for me, man, it was seeing my dad, you know? My dad he works in sales, right? Mm-hmm. He does like contract work and sales, pero he doesn't call himself a salesman. He hates calling himself a salesman. Okay. He says that he's here to provide a service and provide a conversation and a connection with people.
A different state of mind.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's up with you?
To be honest with you, I think I'm the same. Every time someone que me pregunten, hey, sabes que, you know, you work at X place, you're a salesman there, right? Oh yeah, you know, I'm a specialist. I'm a solution specialist.
Yeah.
I think that's the best word to describe it.
Yeah.
You say sales, the first thing que la gente piensa es, ah, pues me va a querer vender algo.
Yeah, exactly. It's
pero,
a negative.
But at the end of the day, you're not.
Yeah.
Hay veces que you're like, you know what? Le quiero ayudar a esta persona. I want to help them. Mm-hmm. I've let's say you've gone through the como se dice, the problem yourself. You want to help somebody because you already know the answer to it.
For sure.
So being a salesman, it's in the name itself. It's a salesman. Te van a vender algo. They're going to try and sell you something, whatever the case may be. Pero que te digas, que alguien te diga, hey, you know what? I'm not a salesman. I'm a solution specialist.
Yeah.
What is your problem? Let me solve it.
For sure. And you sometimes know? You solve that problem with the service, with the product, whatever thing, you know?
Exactly.
And honestly, man, I think that a lot of people in this, you know, in this world have always wanted to kind of start their own business, right?
Yeah, and, no, I mean, I think that's on everybody's bucket list.
Bro, let's talk about our businesses then, because for example, we have the entrepreneur spirit, pero spoiler alert to everybody out there.
We didn't make it.
We didn't make it, man.
that doesn't stop us. I'll never say that, pero... Yes.
We haven't made it yet, man. Because, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing they always teach us in school, and I kind of have a gripe with it in school. They always teach us like we have to do this and this and this and this to reach success, but they never really specify what success is. It's only later down the line where you realize what success means for you.
Es que te enseñan math que no se necesita.
Por eso. Is that what it is? Is it the math problem?
No, no siento.
Yeah. Because I haven't used any of the math that I've been taught, man.
Let me tell you, bro, the last time I found... the X to the Y or whatever was back when I still knew how to write the equation, which I don't.
Not anymore, dude. Yeah. Pero sí o no, man. Like, for example, like, we've been in the entrepreneur game for a long time, and it has been a roller coaster of it, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's been good. Let me talk a little bit about myself real quick. So when I first started into, like, the whole solar sales biz, it started off great, but the politics was crazy. It was like, you know, write to your congressman for this, write to your congressman for that. It's like the solar panels don't work. And then it was such a up and down with it. And then when I realized that I was having so much overhead that I was not going to make money, I decided to step out,
right?
You know, and then I got into some debt, which took me forever to pay, you know?
No, sí.
And... I look back and I'm like, damn, dude, that was a failure. You know, no way to beat around the bush with that one. I failed when it comes to that, you know? And it hurts, bro. I don't know if you can relate with me with that one.
Sí. I mean, I have something a little similar. Lo que pasó conmigo es que, you know, I had a very decent paying job at the time.
Yeah.
Pero como dices tú, you know, like I had the ambition. I said, you know what? I'm tired of answering to somebody else. Like, I may have better ideas.
Yeah.
And I wanted a voice, or I wanted to voice my thoughts. So I went for it. You know, I searched for about unos 3-4 meses, I think, before I actually found somebody that said, you know what? Yeah, let me give you a shot. I tried it out. Y sabes que? I took a leap of faith. I went with it, and what happened with me was, like I said, it's similar but a little different. A mí lo que me pasó es que once I got into the business, mine was a little different. I was actually trying to, I myself, back in the day, mm-hmm. was a smoker.
Right.
I was a very heavy smoker.
Yeah, and, man, I remember that. You were really into it.
Yeah, I was. Y lo que pasó conmigo es, I said, you know, enough is enough. Y paré. So I got into the electronic cigarette business.
Uh-huh.
Very different, I know. No one wakes up in the mañanas and says, ¿sabes qué? I'm going to sell...
E-cigs.
E-cigs, uh-huh. Yeah. Exactamente. But I gave it a shot because it worked for me.
Right.
That kind of ties back to being a salesman, being a solution specialist.
Yeah, because the problem was, for you, you smoked too much. you were trying to cut back.
Right.
This was a solution to that. And right. you were like, yo, this is a good product. People need to get into that. You were doing it for like all the right reasons, the health aspect, exactly. the SO. And then, and let the record show, man, you were trying this out before it caught on to be the whole trendy thing that it is now, man.
That's the thing. I've noticed that too over the years. You it's know, like, it was, I got into it. Está suave. It started off cool, you know, like I felt like, okay, qué voy a hacer? You know, what am I going to do?
So what happened, man? ¿Qué pasó al final, bro?
I mean, I guess it just got into the whole, it goes back a little bit from when I got into it in the first place. It's like I said, I was at a decent paying job, lived very comfortably. Me yeah. gustaba lo que me pagaban. Ya me sabía el trabajo y todo eso. So empecé a gastar, you
yeah,
know?
Started, overhead.
Yeah, I started going overhead, you know, like, you know, hice remodel la casa, hice, oh, okay. compré carro, ya tenía uno con pagos y todo, pues se me subió, como dicen.
Yeah, bro.
You know, I just started kind of going crazy. So cuando me cambié, and this, like I said, it's a learning experience in the whole entrepreneurship role, is nothing pays off in the beginning.
No, man.
Nada. No vas a crear algo que dice, que vas a decir, ¿sabes qué? As soon as I put this on the market, I'm going to be rich.
But bro, we've studied about, like, for example, we learned about that. We studied about that, like, before we got into it. And I don't know what it is, man, but somewhere along the line, something in my head said, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen to me. You know?
Of course not. Of course not. Pero
then reality hits you, bro.
Sí. No, and that's exactly how I feel. Because, you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly why, like Jesse said, you know, like you said, it's a spoiler alert. You know, I felt excited. I said, I'm going to make it. And it doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't.
It's all trial and error there. And you have to learn to live with that. That's the biggest. I think that's one of the biggest things is trial and error.
Yeah, ahí está la cosa, bro. Ahí está the key, man. Because we're not here to do a pity party with us, man. We're not here saying, pobrecito nosotros, no la hicimos. Nah, man.
No, of course not.
I think we're better people because we learn from these mistakes, man. Because here's the thing. A mí, la neta, dude, muchas things in my life would come easy. I've always been right. super smart, you know, like, I've always been able to figure it out. I've always been able to, like school, I didn't have to study. I would always pass the test. I would always do the homework, ESO, without reading once because I got the concept right away. Even in college, you know, even when I was doing my nursing classes, easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I figured, well, a business, I can do that. I'm really smart. I relied on myself.
You'll figure it out kind of thing.
So much, bro. Until life turned around and just showed me its ugly face of what it is to lose everything, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, literally.
And from honestly, one day bro, to the other, you dude, it is. Y cuando, y si hubiera, like, if I would have been just me, it would have been fine. I would still try to figure it out. But when it's like a business is coming down, debt's rising up, money's right, not coming in, right. and then you have a family in the mix.
And see, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Like I said, gases. I didn't specifically lose the business. What happened to me is I kind of opt out. I finished my contract.
Yeah.
What I had to do, the quotas, lo que digas tú, like the requirements that they needed. Yeah. I did all that.
Yeah.
A month and a half after that, I was like, okay, ¿qué voy a hacer? You know, I'm not able to pay my bills. I'm not able to pay X amount of stuff. ¿Qué voy a hacer? What do I do? And like, and that comes back to the whole, like, las chicanadas. We'll figure it out.
Simón, yeah.
I gave it, you know what? I wrote it out. I lasted about 4 months in total hasta que dije, ¿sabes qué? I can't.
Yeah.
So I opted out. Yo me salí de ahí. Yo la perdí porque yo quise perderla.
You know what? And that's a very noble quality, man, because yo me salí. Because ya de plano no podía. My ego was dragging it out more than I had to, you know? Like my ego was dragging it out more than I had to. Me aferré. I started buying more things thinking that it was going to help out with the business. It was not, you know? And it wasn't
but that's
until...
That's not... A lo mejor esta vez it didn't work.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think también is you need to be able to take the risk.
And that's what I want everybody that's listening to kind of keep in mind, man. If we learn from this experience, then it wasn't all for nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right. The biggest thing is not giving up. Like I said, it's trial and error. It's trial and error.
Dude, there's a teacher that I work with, man. She knows who she is. Shout out to this teacher. I don't want to say her name because I didn't ask her if I can give her a shout out. But, dude, she's even to this day, she tells her students, right? And I believe with it 100%, failure is feedback. You know what I mean?
It is.
Every time you fail, that's the situation or the circumstance telling you something. Where did you fall short? What can you do better next time? ¿Cómo te puedes recoger de aquí? You know what I mean? Like ¿cómo la puedes sacar de aquí en adelante? You know? And that's where I want to focus, man. Like,
there's a quote que dice, a winner is just a loser who kept trying.
For real.
And that's what it comes down to. You in life, it doesn't even matter if you're talking about entrepreneurship or not, but overall, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
How are you going to come back from it?
And that's the thing, man. A lot of people in this world are scared to fail, dude. They are so scared to fail, they are not willing to try nada, dude. Nada.
That goes
with any goal they have, whether it's a school goal, relationship, career, spiritual goal, whatever, man. Like you said, but I don't want to fail. So they don't commit. They don't tackle it, you know?
Right.
Dude, failing, you know, it doesn't feel good, especially at the time. Yo me sentí gacho. You know,
no, sí. Si. Yo también. I mean, I felt like at that time, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I was like, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Yeah.
You know? Te quedas en limbo.
Yeah.
Más o menos dicho, you know?
Pero, I look back into it now, and I know you're in the same boat, bro, as me. Like, we look back into it now, decimos, this is what I did wrong. This is what I'm going to do better
right. Next
time, you know? So, for example, when I wanted to start a business, I never did it to get mad rich, you know? I just wanted to live under my terms, work when I wanted to.
Right,
and things like that, ¿verdad?
Y por eso lo hice yo. Por lo mismo. ¿Sabes qué? Yo tengo ideas que yo sé que se pueden usar, that'll work.
Yeah.
Why aren't they being used?
Exactly.
And how can I get them to be voiced? How can I put them into action?
Yeah.
You know? So.
It didn't work out necessarily today, but honestly, dude, we're still, like, you know, we have our jobs right now, but we still have our entrepreneurial spirit up and running, man.
Of course.
You know, por ejemplo, I have this podcast, you know, it's an amazing hobby, you know, but I'm running it as if it were running a business, you know? In my mind, this is a business, you know?
It is.
You still have your job, but you have your entrepreneurial side hustle going on, you know?
Right. So, you know, for those who may know me or who may not, I mean, a little bit of information on me is, yo desde que estaba of age, honestly, 18, right? That's usually where people graduate and they have like their full-time job y todo eso. I've been, in my words, a solution specialist. Salesman, if you want to call it that is fine. But in my opinion, as a solution specialist, I've worked for almost 7 years at a cell phone company, you know, selling cell phones and stuff like that, providing service, et cetera, et cetera. But even then, it's never been enough. Right now, what I want to go for, I'm not 100% on it, but it's something that I'm really tied into right now. And at the end of the day, that's what entrepreneurship is about. You're going to try different things until you find your fit.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, sell homes for a living. I think the biggest thing to somebody is having their home. Puedes tener tu carro. Puedes tener, I don't know.
Your hobby, your toys.
Una cosa que es tuya. But at the end of the day, cuando sales del trabajo, cuando estás cansado, ¿dónde estás?
Your home, bro.
You're at your house.
Yeah.
Your house is your biggest investment. It's the roof over your head, what protects you, what gives you your privacy, lo que sea. That's the biggest place. That's why they say there's no place like home.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So what better gift or what better way of helping somebody than to help them find their home? So that's something that I'm working on right now. I'm looking into it. Like I said, no 100%, but I'm definitely interested in it. And that's how I want to continue my entrepreneurship is homes.
Yeah. But it's interesting, bro, because here it is. You're selling a product, but you're not just selling houses. You're, como dices tú, you're fixing problems with people who are looking for a home, you know, because when someone's looking right. for a house, it's a problem, man. Let me tell you, because, dude, when I was looking for my house, I was like about to get married and I'm like, I need a home. I need it quick. I need something that someone that can work with me. And I was calling this real estate person night and day, asking them questions left and right, you know.
And that's fine. That's why I prefer to say solution specialist instead of salesman.
For sure. For sure.
It's a solution specialist. That person needs to be there for you. And, you know, no.
And for me, like on my entrepreneurial side, you know, it's always been.
It starts to kick in for you.
It does, man.
It starts to kick in.
It does, you know. And for me, like, I look at that kind of always scratched that itch was being something involving people, you know?
Right.
Even on my regular day jobs when I was working in the healthcare field, like, it's been with people. There's no denying it, man. I love dealing with people, bro.
You know what? Sí, cierto. That's funny.
As much as all the volunteer service that I do, right? All my volunteer religious service, it's all dealing with people, right? Dealing with conversations, you know? Like I go and we have Bible studies with them and we do all of that because I love the conversation going and I love helping people, you know? Right. I absolutely love what I do, you know? It comes from the heart and I try to blend that in with all my way of life, you know what I mean?
And that counts.
It does.
That goes big. If you do not love what you do, you will most likely, I'm not saying you won't, because you can, everything's possible. But if you do not like what you do, you most likely will not succeed, especially if it's in your own business. You have to believe in your own business.
For sure,
You have to. There's no way. ¿Cómo vas a tener ánimo y decir, I'm going to make it? When you yourself are like, nah, pues es que yo no compraría esto. I mean, you can't. You know what I mean?
That's how I felt like when I was selling solar panels. I was like, all right, I'm going to sell solar panels.
Yo, man. Pero yo no lo voy a comprar.
Yeah. So I felt like a hypocrite. So I put some solar panels up in top. I was selling satellite TV. And I was like, you know what, bro? I don't know about this whole satellite thing. I just want Netflix. But I felt like a hypocrite. So I was like, yeah, all right, I'll throw it up
I'm
there.
I'm done stealing cable on free websites.
You know what I mean? So I was like.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I can't see myself selling a different service or having a different service and selling a, you know.
Then what you got right now.
What I got, yeah. I'd be a hypocrite.
Yeah, dude.
I'd be a hypocrite like that.
Dude, I have an uncle that works at Coca-Cola, almost got fired because he walked in with Pepsi at the lunch place.
I've heard about that.
Dude, they almost fired him.
I have heard
him.
About that.
You know? And he's like, bro, what you mean you're coming in with the Pepsi right here? Like, are you?
Pero vistes, he's got to be smart. You can just get a rapper.
Neta que sí, bro. Like, what do you think, el tío?
And yeah, I guess change the
you
cap.
You got to believe in what it is you do, man.
Yes.
You know, you got to find the passion for it. You know, when I started, like, you know, doing my volunteer service, I noticed that this is feels good. I'm a better person when I'm with people. Even though at the same time, bro, people piss me off, man.
Right. And that was the next topic I was going to get into.
Yo, people, like, it's a weird.
I just didn't know if I wanted to be the one to bring it up.
No, so, you know, it's because it's a weird balance, man. It's a weird balance because I've worked with them in sales. I've worked with people in healthcare. So I've seen them in their good times and their bad times. And I absolutely love humanity as a whole. But I hate people at the same time, bro.
Well, let me tell you, man, I have the whole winter visitors thing.
Oh, for real?
Like, sure, all year long I will see the same people. That's fine. They already get to know me. They get to know who I am, what my name is, where I live, where I work, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just joking. But anyways. But then comes that time of year. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then the winter visitors are here. See, you know, like, it's a hit and miss with them. I could be the nicest person to them. The nicest, I swear to God, I will say something like, hello, my name is Albert, you know, how can I help you, et cetera, or, you know me as Tito, but my name is Albert.
Yeah.
And they can just be like, you know what, this isn't working, fix it, you work here. I'm like, okay, and I try to fix it. And even though in the most apologetic way, que la puedo pensar, sabes que, you know, Mr. and Mrs. X, you know, I can't figure it out. How about we do this together? No, not together. You work here, you fix it. If not, you replace it. I can't do that. I'm just a worker there. Well, then I'm going to write a letter or I'm going to do this and that. That's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it's a hit and miss.
It is,
the winter
man.
Visitors.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing about people, man, because, like, I love them to death, but I've had patients like that. For example, when I work in healthcare, I've had patients walk in. Bro, I had this patient, man. Let me tell you about this lady. So she walks in, dude, and she wants a pregnancy test, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right.
I've heard of those.
When was the last time you were active, you know? And she's like, a year ago. I was like, a year ago?
So why do you want
a pregnancy test? I was like, when was your last menstrual period? I don't have any anymore. I'm on menopause, and I'm like, this lady's tripping, bro. Like, she doubled down on everything. She was of age to be on postmenopause, you know, and she could have been lying about when she was last active, but I didn't want to like question that. But even then, man, the fact that she's never had a menstrual period is like, lady, what are you talking about, lady? Like, you know, no, get out of here. Yeah. You know? But I can't tell her that, of course, you know, we have to be professional.
Right. But there's got to be a day somewhere in the world. There's got to be a day where retail can just speak their mind. And I will hope for that day for the rest of my life, probably. Yeah.
It's like, honestly, one of the biggest things that I try to emphasize to like my students now that I instruct them to like become healthcare workers is that the biggest thing that's going to help you, no matter if you're working in healthcare, no matter if you're working in retail, no matter if you run your own business, it doesn't matter. The number one thing that's always going to be priority for me is communicating with people, talking with people, bro.
Yeah.
Oye, ¿cómo está de que vivimos ahorita in a place where most of us here are bilingual in this area, pero feels que no nos hablamos, man? Like the art of communicating, the art of talking, bro, it's dying, you know?
It is.
¿Qué onda con eso?
I didn't think you would bring that up, but I guess like you can say I'm part of the cause.
Why? I'm not here to blame you. What do you mean?
Because I'm the one that sells the cell phones.
Oh, sí, cierto, bro.
I'm the one that sells the cell phones.
Yeah, man.
I think that plays a big part. Yeah. As much as, like I said, I love my job. I love where I'm at. People that know me know that I do. I literally wake up in the morning, ¿sabes qué? I try my best to look my best for the same reason. I won't look my best when I'm there. Pero... si me preguntas, hey, what about the communication part of it? When I go to a doctor's appointment or literally anywhere, I don't care if I'm going for like breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
If I see somebody there and they're not on their cell phones, I literally am that one person. I may be annoying to some, pero la verdad, I'm like, hey, it's a nice day outside.
Yeah.
Instantly communication. It's very funny. She didn't give me permission, but... my fiance, she hates that I do that. She hates that I do it because she thinks, you know, some people don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Y es la verdad. It's like you said, some people have lost communication.
It does,
but that's the thing. You can read it. If I see it, yeah, that's good. They don't want to talk right now. They haven't had their coffee.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. I'll leave them alone. Pero there's those people that you can talk to and it's a full-blown conversation, you know? So lo que me gusta.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Part of the causes is cell phones. Mostly everyone's walking with their head down all the time and están en el teléfono todos centrados.
And it's something que se está perdiendo, and I'm trying to like emphasize it a lot when I give my classes, you know. And just even mentioning it here on this podcast is for that. Like, guys, please, please, please cultivate that art, man. It's
a lost art.
It is a lost art. It really is, dude. Yeah. You know, the fact that people nowadays cannot talk to each other and have a conversation is why we have so many different polarizing views from one point of view to another. That's why people don't want to, like, you know, have an open mind to any situation that they think they don't agree on or whatever. It's because people are not willing to talk nowadays, man.
No,
you know, and I honestly feel that, like, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're the smartest person in the room, it's time to go to another room, man. You know what I mean? It's time to move on and expand your mind a little bit. You know, because...
that's a good one.
Es porque, like, ¿qué vas a aprender, man? What are you going to learn when you're in that mentality that you already know everything, you know? And take it from me, man. And everybody else is listening. Take it from me. I felt that way. And the moment where I felt that I'm untouchable, that's when everything shattered. That's where everything fell down. You know what I mean? That's where everything, like, showed me its ugly side.
Yeah, you get too cocky. Not you personally, but I'm saying when you're in that state of mind,
you get too much.
You have
to
be open. Simone. Yeah, you have to be open. You can never feel untouchable.
Simón.
You can never do that. Yeah. Es igual como me dijeron a mí cuando estaba gordito.
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, oh, no me quiero quitar la shirt en la playa. Well, why not? Because I'm fat. There's always gonna be somebody fatter than me.
But like, you know what I mean? And I don't want to get like super preachy with it because that's not my intention. But dude, it's biblical, man. Like, you know, the Bible says whoever is standing up, cuidado de no caerse, you know what I mean? It's for that reason. It's when that moment that you feel you got all this, like then you're not being careful.
You don't.
You're not, exactly. You
don't. You don't have it.
You don't.
You feel that way. You know what I mean? You feel that way. You can feel like a superhuman all day, but you're not going to stop a moving car.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to. You do not let that vulnerability take control of what it is you're doing.
Simón. And it's okay to kind of show that you're vulnerable every now and then, you know?
It is.
Because honestly, when I finally, like, cuando yo la regué when it comes to the business and things for me started feeling like they were falling apart, I showed my vulnerable side, and it was Jessica, bro. It was my wife that's like, you know what? We're both going to pick each other up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
It's having that, like, the moral support, you know?
Again, falls again with people, bro.
Right.
If you that's why that I love people.
Yeah, yeah. And communication.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. Si estuviera ahí en el teléfono y no te está escuchando y no te da tu support, pues entonces, ¿qué vas a hacer?
Yeah, man.
You know, you would have failed.
So, pero, like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt untouchable, and when I noticed that things were crumbling, it was my people around me and communicating what was wrong to help us get through it and get ahead of it, man.
I think a lot to do with business and stuff like that too is things like before you get into that, a big word of advice from what I've learned personally and things that I've seen. I mean, I'm the kind of person that I read, yo leo todo.
Yeah.
Aunque, it's funny, no leo libros. I hate reading books. I kid you not, the last time I read a book was probably in like high school or something. But que sea una documentary, que sea information or something going on in the world, yeah, I will sit there for hours and read it.
Yeah.
But biggest thing in entrepreneurship and businesses and business ownership and all that is you need to have at least three motivations that will always keep you pushing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, las mías. Number one is going to be mi familia.
Yeah.
You know, I do anything and everything for my family. Nothing will ever top that. Second of all, is for me to be successful. I think everybody wants that, but nobody words it. Or no one ever even tells themselves, I want to be successful.
Or they don't even define what success is, man. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, success can be many different things. You can be successful in your career. You can be successful even in providing for your family. And that's, for me, success is providing for my family.
Simón.
Yo lo único quiero ser, I can have the roughest life, work my entire life, but as long as my kids and my fiance have the best life, I will die a happy man one day.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep on pushing.
Yeah.
You know? The third one would just be overall is why give up? That's my motivation. I can either do 50% of something or 100% of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no matter how you think of it, that 50% is going to be a lot more.
And it's funny, man, because here we are giving business tips or just overall life lessons and advice from a perspective of two people that failed in their businesses. But here's the beautiful part about it, Tito. Dude, we always hear about the inspirational speakers of these business professionals that have made it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people that fail are willing to talk about it, man.
They're not. They usually...
They always talk about, like, the business professionals mentioned about their failures, but when they're doing their inspirational speeches, it's because ya le hicieron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and they say, oh, yeah, I failed, you know. Bro, here we are talking right now, still raw with the wound still there, saying we failed.
Just
here's some advice, you guys. You know,
run with it. Please follow it. Please.
Dude.
No, it's because
how many people say that perspective when they're still like at the failure point, man?
They don't. They don't. You wait till you make it and then you talk on it. And yeah. They shouldn't be that way.
They shouldn't, man.
Porque, man, that's cheating in life. Man. That's what it is, man. If someone would have told me not to do that stuff, Sasuke, I would have done it ASAP. Or I wouldn't have done it, whatever the case may be. Pero, no, man. The point is, and that goes back to what you brought up, is the whole communication.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, me and you have known each other for years.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even joking. I think you are one of the only people that I know que te dije, hey, Sasuke, I'm working on this, and that, and I'm going to run my own shop. You instantly gave me advice.
Yeah.
Sabes que, haz esto, make sure you know this, and make, you know, do your research on blah, 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 blah. And I took it and I ran with it.
Yeah.
This was my first time, however, you know, but it won't be my last.
It won't.
La mera verdad, it will not be my last. And that's what needs to happen. You know, in today's episode or podcast that we're doing is that.
It's needs just, to happen,
it,
right?
It has to happen. It because, does. Si no, somebody else is going to go through the exact same thing that either I went through or that you went through.
Exactly, man. And it's just a matter of doing it and figuring it out as you go, you know. And if it's going to take some obstacles, there's going to be obstacles, man. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be days where you feel like absolute crap because he's this man. ¿Qué más la puedo regar que no la regado ahorita? And then you find a way to do that. And
yeah, it's always about finding a way.
But yeah, exactly. It's about keeping it moving, you know? Like, honestly, bro, like, people even ask me, like, with the podcast. That's why I'm, like, you know, sponsoring a podcast service that now only deals with building your own podcast.
Right, right, right.
People always ask, it's like, how do I start? Where do I start? I wish, dude, there was a secret and there was this other, like, magic answer. But honestly, bro, there's not, you know? It's a matter of take that leap. Give it a shot. Chances are you're going to fail, but, hey, but so does everyone else.
But you accept it, though. Exactly. You have to accept it. No te tienes que, como dicen, no tienes que agüitar.
Yeah.
You're going to fail. Even if it's not in the business itself, you're going to fail within the business.
Yeah.
Put it to you like this. Let's say you're making sneakers.
Yeah.
Right? Y alguien, tú haces un sneaker curada. This is one sneaker que sabes que everyone likes, whatever.
Like the Yeezys.
Somebody, see the Yeezys.
Yeah.
I'm never going to buy those. Those are too damn expensive. Pero todos modos, you know, like, ponte a pensar. Tú haces un sneaker que está bien curada, que mucha gente le gusta, whatever. Alguien somewhere, some way is going to find out a way to make it cheaper.
Yeah.
You already failed there. But is that going to stop you?
No, for real.
No, you're the original. Tú eres el original. Tú eres el Jordan haciendo dunk con una mano, no con dos. You know, like, that's what it is. Like, you will always fail in one way or the other.
Yeah.
Either you make a product que va a estar bien suave y a todos le van a gustar, and then maybe after that vas a hacer un product que nadie le gusta.
Yeah.
But how are you going to come back from that?
Exactly.
Don't give up.
Don't give up, man, and give it a shot, man.
Yeah, don't give up.
I got a friend, you know, and he listens to these podcasts, man. Shout out to Edgar. You know who you are, man. He also...
I'm just kidding.
But you know what? He had a comfy job from yet, and then this opportunity came to go study, man, get his master's, and he had to move far, bro. He moved to, like, Florida, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I think I'm going to go for it. And I was like, dude, that sounds awesome, you know? Because not a lot of people are willing to
move.
Take that leap, man. Again, take that step. Because there's what ifs there. What if he fails the school? What if he runs out of money? What if he gets in too much debt? You know, like, he could have... Those are all valid questions, pero de qué te sirve beating yourself up and not doing anything? Sí. You know, if you would have decided, you know what, I'm not going to do it because it's not for me, 100% respectable.
Right, but that also goes back to what I said. He took that 50% of something.
Exactly.
And instead of taking the 100% of nothing by not moving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's a huge.
Yo, man, I applaud him. Hey, for real, Edgar, you know, good job, dude, because it's not easy, bro. It's not easy putting yourself out there knowing that there's a chance that no la vas a hacer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's, as all the success stories that we hear, and people have their own versions of success, and they told it to us, and they say, look, I have made it. There are tens of hundreds more of people that have not, you know? Pero honestly, bro, now that I look back, I failed, but I am not a failure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense? Like, No la hice, pero no soy alguien que no ha hecho nada.
It makes perfect sense because you have to be willing to try.
Yeah.
Not just in your career, it's in everything. Like you said, relationships.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Let's say you apply for, I mean, I think everyone's been through this. If you're not, if you haven't been through it, then kudos to you. But a credit card, what happens when you first apply for a credit card?
Simone.
Sometimes you don't get approved.
Yeah, they think they're like, nah.
Like, hey,
nah.
So it's good, nah. You ain't gonna pay me. But then you come back 2 years later, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna try it again.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, you get a whopping like $1,000 or something. Yeah. But you try again anyways.
Yeah.
It's because it's there. Pero le tienes que dar chance. You have to work on it, of course, first of all. You know, work on it. Y le das otra chance.
Yeah.
One day, somehow, some way, ahí va a estar la chance.
Especially if you're looking out for it and if you're learning from the obstacles and the setbacks, you know?
Right.
Because if you're not learning anything from it, you know, then, hey, de plano la estás regando for no purpose, you know?
Yeah.
We're not here saying it's okay to fail, you know, keep failing. No, we're here that expect to fail, hope that it doesn't, but if you do,
come back from it.
Yeah, it's okay, man. It's okay. It's not a deal breaker. You can still keep it moving. You can try again or even try something completely different like yourself and like myself, you know? We failed with our first ends of businesses, but right. we're not still trying at the same. Not when we're trying something different, but it's still something that's putting us out there.
It's in the same topic.
Simon, you know? The same topic. For me, it's still reaching out with people, reaching out to people, having conversations with people, you know? That's what this is, man. You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your podcast is exactly that.
That's what this is.
Reaching out to people in your own way.
Exactly.
Now you get to control what you want to talk about, what you want to do.
Hello, that's it.
I mean, yeah. It follows your topic.
Yeah.
Your own personal topic.
This is aquí, la neta, the fact that I'm doing this right here in this show. And bro, let's tell everybody where we're at, man. We're like in super close quarters right now, you and I, man. We're close.
Just a tad, just a little bit. Pero pues, you know what? I'll tell you what. We tried it out.
We're like in the Titanic scene right now, man. It's all of the windows are steamy right now.
Yeah, but my hand's not big enough. Well, no, you tell them where we're at.
We're inside a car, man. We are inside my car right now because we tried doing it in your garage and it was too echoey and it wasn't working and we're trying like different settings and it just wasn't working. And we said, you know what, man? Let's get in this car. So we are inside a car right now doing a podcast and it sounds fantastic.
It does. I've never sounded so sexy in my life. And I haven't even heard it.
It's good, bro. It's all, again, ¿quién nos va a ganar nosotros a los hispanos when it comes to figuring out chicanadas, man? Dude, I've always seen that, man. In our culture, I've seen people figuring it out, dude. From la gente que está vendiendo chicles en la línea, they're out there, you know, making something out of nothing. Literally, these people have nothing. And they're saying, you know what? I'm not going to ask for a handout. I'm going to go and sell something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's like I could act like Dora the Explorer right now and be like, hey, which one of you guys wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go sell chicles?
Yeah.
Nobody. Okay. That's what it is.
And these people are doing it.
But who's doing it? Exactamente.
Those Hispanos, bro. Yeah. You know, they're out there. Like, you know, or they come here to this country, you know, and... After they immigrate, like my parents, when they immigrated, my dad got his visa, came over and said, I'm going to make something. And he came with nothing, man. His degree that he had, no valía para nada. Yeah, he could have tried to make it work, but he had to start from scratch, man. ¿Y qué hizo? He figured it out, you know?
Yeah.
And he failed along the way, you know? Yeah. Y me dijo, mira, it's about how you get back up. That's all it is, you know?
Es que there's no looking back, you know? Like your friend Edgar... Se movió, como dices tú, he moved, right?
Yeah.
Why is he going to look back? He already took the first step. Yeah. Mi mami hizo lo mismo. When she moved here, she didn't know any English. She took her own steps. ¿Sabes qué? I'm in the U.S. now. I'm gonna learn how to speak English.
Yeah.
And just, sure, she has an accent. Pero eso que tiene.
Yeah, dude, for real.
If you sit down and talk with her, you're going to understand her.
Yeah.
She talks very, very well English. And it's because... she kept it going. She needed to find a way, and she did. And I'm very proud of her, by the way. That was something that, as a little kid, no lo tenía. I was not able to talk very much English to her. Siempre era in Spanish. But nowadays, when I call her, I talk to her in English.
Yeah.
She may respond to me in Spanish. But
she understands you and everything.
No, yeah. And then when we're in person, she does talk English.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Dude, y eso es la cosa, man. Like, the reason, like, honestly, the biggest contribution of this, the fact that we don't feel like failures, it's because you and I, like, we started, like, in humble beginnings, man. When my dad came over and we started, like, you know, coming to the States, I live in a small trailer park. We had absolutely no money. We had nothing. So we grew up with nothing. And then later down the road, you know, my dad started doing better. You know, your mm-hmm. parents started doing okay. They started picking things up. But you and I, bro, and a lot of people that are listening, I'm sure, especially... my Hispanos and my Latinos and my Mexicans that are listening right now, they can relate, bro. We've had nothing. We've been in situations where, bro, sí o no, you especially, Tito, man, you more than I, because I was like lucky enough and fortunate enough to always have my parents with me. But,
right.
you know, like your parents did what they could under their circumstances, man. Pero you were in a circumstance and many people were in a circumstance that you were not supposed to make it, bro. You know what I mean? You were supposed to be another statistic. Yeah. You were supposed to be another school dropout. Alguien que no la hizo.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's exactly one of the reasons why I keep pushing. A little bit of info on that is I never had the worst childhood.
No.
I did not. I will never say that. I will never lie to anybody and say, oh, I had the worst childhood. But I had a rough one. You know, those are things that mucha gente, con, like, they know. Long story short is... my parents weren't together when I needed them together the most. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And all respect to your parents because they were doing what they thought was best. You know?
Right, right. And up to this day, I think that was.
Right.
Must be the show. That was the best decision. But that made me who I am today.
See.
My mom raised me to always be respectful. And my dad raised me practically to always hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be in the lowest of low. But at the end of the day, le tienes que contar modo. You're going to keep living.
That's a killer combination, man. The fact that your mom taught you how to be humble and your dad taught you how to stay hungry.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a killer combination, man.
You have one or the other most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Stay humble, stay hungry, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that they were able to pass that along to you, dude. El hecho de que,
en sus propios modos.
Yeah, you know en sus propios modos, you know? But like, I have like another friend that we know, like Gloria, shout out to Gloria, man. She likes listening to this podcast. And man, bro, she was not supposed to make it, man. She was living in the projects, you know? Mm-hmm. Ahí en los campos, you know? Yeah, you know what she was talking about?
Yeah.
She was living in the projects, man. She was dirt poor, had absolutely nothing. And she made something out of her life, man, because she chose to.
That's because of that ambition. It's the ambition you have within you. We all have it.
Dude, and we have it because we've started literally at the bottom, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of our parents, when they moved here, we started with nothing, man. So, para nosotros, even though these businesses that we tried were failures, we can never lose because we've already been at the bottom, you know?
Right.
Like, ¿qué nos va a pasar a nosotros that we haven't experienced already? Be poor? We've been poor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not have food sometimes? We've had that, you know? Yeah. Like, my parents always figured out a way for me not to go hungry, you know? They always figured out, yeah, sometimes things were tight, bro. Really tight, you know? Yeah.
But how are you going to make it better at the end of the day? That's
dude,
the question.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, para nosotros, everything here is just uphill. Uphill, uphill,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, there is no downhill. You came from there.
Yes, exactly,
you came
man.
From there.
That's
Why?
The whole thing yeah, I've been trying to get from at there. From the beginning yeah. of this episode, bro. We've seen the worst, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe not myself, like personally, I've seen it bad, but I've seen other people, my friends, have had it worse than I have.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Bro, it worse than us, you know? We know friends have had
right.
it
and
way
that's,
worse
and that's
than
exactly
us.
That's exactly why I say I will never say I had the worst life. Yeah. I didn't. I had a rough one, yes. But not the worst.
And even some of the people that we know that have had the worst have done it, man. Have pulled through, se han salido adelante, you know what I mean?
I think about that all the time, man. There's some people that I remember from high school that had a way worse life than I did. And I see them making it big. And instead of hating y diciendo, pues, ¿por qué lo hicieron ellos y yo no? Man, I fall in love with that. I'm yeah. like, that is so good for that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Porque yo sé que empezaron, at one time estaban igual que yo.
Dude.
If not worse.
Honestly, man, I thank my parents and I thank everybody. I think that everybody that's had these parents that passed down those traits to us, those same ones, has helped us come along where we've come along now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I give all my credit to God and I give a lot of credit to my parents. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they've taught me también the exact same thing. Stay humble.
And stay hungry.
For real, dude. You know? Yeah. And now we have a whole generation, the Hispanos, Latinos, y nosotros, bro, that have that mentality.
Yeah.
We have a strong sense of community because our family ties. We have a strong sense of humility because we've come from the bottom.
Right.
Pero tenemos un hambre to find our success. Whatever that is, man. I'm not talking about riches to believe. Some people might. Some people here might be like, you know what? I want to be mad rich.
It's all about right. living comfortably.
You know? And if that's what you want to do, cool. ¿Verdad? Pero my success is not that. But we all have that mentality de que we want to find what's best for us, and this is how we're going to get it, you know?
Right.
Dude, that's deep, bro. I'm about to cry over here, man. I think I might need to be huggy after this or something,
it's
man.
It's because it's true. Like, you know what I mean? No matter, and this has nothing to do with careers now.
No, man.
At the end of the day, es que anything you choose to do in life starts somewhere. And that's within you.
You got to do it, though.
You have to do
it's
it.
It's on you.
And obviously, you have to want to do it.
Neta.
But you need to have, like I said, back to the three things. You need to have your three reasons to do it.
Yeah.
No vas a decir, I'm going to go climb a mountain just because.
Yeah, no. There's a reason behind that.
Let's walk. Let's talk about something big. You know, that happens every other year. Or actually, no, every year, sorry, in our community. The cancer walks.
Yeah.
Why do people go?
Yeah. They're not just out there for a quick workout. That's not it.
No, they have many reasons to go. Or they have other events to do that.
Yeah.
They do it because it stands for something. A lot of them is a meaning.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a family member or a friend. But there has to be a meaning behind it.
Yes.
Same thing. The reason for you to keep on going, there has to be a meaning behind it. If there isn't, you're doing it just because, and you may not even find interest in it.
We transcended from just like overall business things, because all of this can be applied to a business setting. But what we're talking about, this conversation goes to just life itself, man. You know, it has to have a purpose.
Everything does.
If you don't have a purpose and you're looking for it and you're feeling that something's empty, that's what it is. It's because you haven't found a clear one yet, you know?
Right.
Find a clear one. Whatever that purpose is, you know? For me, it was my volunteer service. It was my spirituality. It was connecting with people. That was mine, you know? And I have great joy from it, man. Sometimes, si me enfada la gente otra vez, I said it, but I found great joy from it. Your purpose has been the hustle to provide for your family, man.
Always.
You know what I mean?
Even from when I was little.
Exactly, man. You've always had to be the one that's looking out for your family.
I was the oldest of four. Now, 6, and then recently 7. I found out I have a total of about 9.
Damn, wait, what?
Yeah. So down the line, I found out, you know.
We're going to talk about that later, bro.
Yeah, I have an older sister, you guys. Damn. Just so you guys know.
Okay.
Super cool. I talk to her very often. Amazing.
Yeah.
So now I just recently found out less than 2 years ago that I'm not the oldest.
Dang.
But anyways.
But this whole time you thought you were, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Cuando estaba chiquito, you know, at the house y todo, you know, I worked under the table at certain places to help my mom with the bills and et cetera, you know. But that was my hunger, is I was always providing for my family.
Yeah.
You know, I was the oldest. I needed to set an example. I needed to continue keeping on, como dicen, and that's it, you know. Like, yo les tenían que enseñar a ellos. So now that I'm in my stage of adulthood, where now I have my house, now I have my kids, I have my fiance, I have my cars, I have et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that never stops. No. I still have to provide, even if I didn't have any of that,
yeah.
I'd have to provide for myself.
Yeah, man.
There's always...
That's your purpose right there.
Yeah, exactly. I have always said it, and I'm glad because I accept it too.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't accept or don't want to accept what is needed to provide for, or may not agree with it, but I definitely do. Anything and everything that I do is for my family.
And it's helped you kind of get to where you've been, man.
Yeah, because like I said, I can bust my butt doing whatever it is I have to do. But as long as it's providing for them, I'm 100% happy.
That's cool, dude. So let's kind of like wrap it up in general, you guys. Like in a nutshell, lo que le estoy diciendo a todos, everybody that's listening, is that whatever it is you're gonna do, you know, first of all, find the reason why. Mm-hmm. Know your purpose. Why do you want to do this? Whether it's a business venture, whether it's a new thing, whether it's like whatever idea that you have, find the reason why. Second of all, I would say, get started, man. You know, once you find your why,
put your foot in the door.
Yeah, once you find your why, take that first step, man. Take that first step. Stay humble, stay hungry with it, you know, tackle it with that mentality. And if you fail, like we have,
it's okay.
It's fine, man. Learn from it, pick yourself back up, and do it, you know? And
move on to the next.
Especially, like, if and this is not just the Hispanics and the Latinos, but especially if you know that you kind of came from the bottom, man.
Yeah.
Literally, from being dirt poor and not having a dime or anything to back you up, and you're still trying to do something.
You're already winning.
For real. You already are, man. Damn, Tito, it was cool catching up with you, man.
We're Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican, bro.
There you go. No, it was super cool. Me personally, right? Thank you for having me on the podcast and everything. Yeah, I've been listening to all of them, of course.
As everybody should. Heck yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
But no, other than that, I mean, you know, I'd be more than glad to come back on, of course. You know that.
We got to have like another like kind of redo with this and a retake, because I know that as soon as our friend Gloria listens to this, she's going to want to jump in on this. I know as soon as Edgar listens to this, he's probably going to want to jump in on this. So I'm down to like kind of have them over and talk about it, man.
That would be something else.
Yeah.
Maybe you should think of instead of a one-on-one.
kind of have them, have a group conversation, right?
Because at the end of the day, the more ideas you get, the better you'll be at it. So
I think so. Because, like, all of us have that in common. You know, my wife, your wife, you know, like, our friends have all...
been there, done that.
For real, man. And it's beautiful, you know?
Been there, done that.
It's beautiful, you know? So whatever they took out of it, whatever they accomplished with it, is amazing, you know?
Yeah, they may have information que nosotros no tenemos.
Yeah, that's it, man. Saludos, Bastido. I'm Andy right here. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the 50-50. If you guys listen to our conversation and you think we are onto something, let us know. If you think that, you know what, guys, you're way off the track, man, let us know, man. Yeah, if you think that we failed 100% with this conversation, obviously we're telling you right now, we're not scared of failure. So let us know, man.
Feedback is always the best.
Yeah, dude. So let us know in the comments, you know. And as always, thank you for listening to the 50-50. Once again, thank you for listening to today's episode of the 50-50. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you do, leave a like, leave a comment, leave a rate and review on wherever platform it is that you're listening. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you can listen to your podcast. We're also streaming directly from our website, the5050.com. That is the50fifty.com. Check out our blogs, follow us on Instagram, and stay connected with us in the conversation. Once again, thank you for listening to the 50-50.